You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WCQM Daily News Roundup for 98Q Country 98.3 FM and Trail Mix 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP in Park Falls.
Civic Media News, filling in for Austin Brume. I'm Joel Karnick, brought to you by Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua. They are your hometown dealer for new Chevrolet vehicles and service. Have you ever closely read your prescription label? Well, prescription labels include more than just your name and your dosage. Brittany Merlot tells us that they also list some key details that affect when and how you get your next supply of medicine.
One of the most common sources of confusion is the difference between a refill and a renewal. A refill means your provider has already given the pharmacy permission to give you more. But once those run out, a renewal is needed, which means your doctor needs to prescribe a new prescription before the pharmacy can fill it again.
Sometimes patients might forget to look and see how many refills they have left, and they'll expect there to be one. And
that's Olivia Bishop, an Aspyrus Pharmacy resident. It's also important to check the expiration date printed on the labels.
It is the date where we can confirm that the medication is still effectively working. Unfortunately, after that expiration date, maybe the medication might lose its effectiveness.
It is a big weekend in Kennan. Friday night and all day Saturday, it is the annual Kennan Georgetown Fire Department's tractor and truck pull, including semis. You can Google this for all the information, but should be a wonderful weekend weather-wise. So go on down there and support the Kennan Georgetown Volunteer Fire Departments. This is at the Kennan Memorial Park Friday night and all day Saturday. There's food, there's even live music on Saturday, and tons to do, even if you're not into the big pulling part of it. Many ways for you to support the Kennan Georgetown Fire Departments Friday night and Saturday at the Kennan Memorial Park. A new Marquette poll result shows how Wisconsins feel about several issues, about some of the key things in the state budget especially, and all the negotiations that are going on. Savannah Tomei Olson focuses on the top two.
Republicans have stood firm that their top priority is a tax cut. The poll shows a majority of Wisconsinites support using at least some of the state's more than $4 billion surplus to lower taxes. Poll director Charles Franklin.
It's clear that there's a lot of support for a substantial tax cut.
Meanwhile, for Governor Tony Evers and Democrats, one of their top priorities is funding for K-12 schools. However, tax cuts have grown to be more of a priority among Wisconsinites.
Are you more concerned with reducing property taxes or more concerned with increasing funding for public schools? 57% say they're more concerned with property taxes, 43% more concerned with funding schools. This has undergone a huge change over time.
The problem here is that when state lawmakers give less taxpayer money to schools, districts are proposing referendums just to stay afloat. So then residents often end up paying higher taxes anyway. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
Celebrating Men's Health Month every June is a good reminder that it's important for guys to be proactive with their health and their health care and to schedule annual doctor visits. Joanne Krulatz has more.
As June winds down, Dr. Will Klein with Amplify Health by Gunderson reminds Wisconsinites of the importance of Men's Health Month and preventive health care.
If you think about how many times you probably take your car to the shop for various things in a given year, it's probably more than once. Probably a couple of oil changes every year, and then also some of the other maybe maintenance you do at home, kind of routine things, cleaning, etc. And yeah, I mean, there's a lot of stuff you can do on your own to make sure you're healthy. But there's some stuff that unless you have your full mechanic shop at home, you can't necessarily do. And so I think it's important to do that stuff at home, sort of the bedrock of health, trying to have regular physical activity, which everybody knows we need, but we could probably all do more of it. Trying to eat more whole foods, you know, less processed things. If everybody did that, we probably could all improve our diets. So yeah, I think those things are definitely important. I don't want to discourage you from trying to do what you can at home to keep yourself healthy, but also it's nice to have somebody else look at things who's not biased or not biased in the same ways, who can kind of help give you that extra opinion and take on things.
Men's Health Month aims to educate Wisconsinites about the value of a healthy lifestyle, the importance of preventive care practices, and the signs and symptoms of common health issues in order to raise life expectancy, improve health outcomes, and ensure effective treatment and prevention measures among men in Wisconsin and across the country. Seeing a primary care provider every year, even if you're feeling well, can provide an opportunity to uncover a potential problem that needs attention.
Well, the $800 shopping spree gift certificate raffle that's going on with the American Legion Jensen Hansen Post 394 out of Loretta is winding down. The drawing will be held the 4th of July. Now, they're selling only 300 of these tickets. They're $10 each. You can get them at the St. Croix Rods Factory in Park Falls, Bucktail Lodge, and the Eagle Lodge also. And the drawing will be held, need not be present to win, at their winter 4th of July celebration on July 4th at 3 p.m. For Civic Media News and for Austin Brume, I'm Joel Karnick. Find more news at 98qcountry.com and at civicmedia.us.
The Bucks are on the clock. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports basketball. The NBA draft continues tonight. The Bucks with a pick in the second round, 47th overall. Former Badgers star John Tanjay and Marquette's Cam Jones expected to be selected. Last night, Con Knipple from Milwaukee, the fourth overall pick by the Charlotte Hornets, becoming the highest drafted player ever in state history. His high school coach, Ryan Walls, had a watch party at Wisconsin Lutheran High, who won the state with Knipple in his senior year.
Never had a kid ever be drafted before, so able to share this moment with a lot of people who love Con.
Baseball, the Brewers with a day off before hosting the Rockies tomorrow night. Rookie pitcher Jacob Mizorowski, now 3-0, after leading the Brewers to a 4-2 win over the Pirates yesterday to win that series.
Electric, yeah. That's Miz. You know, if you're walking a couple of guys and a little erratic, able to calm down himself and get right back on the bump and stay on the attack. That was huge for us.
That's Brewers catcher Eric Haas with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Alana Thompson, a.k.a. Honey Boo Boo, is back in the public eye, or trying to be. Americans last remember her from 2012's Here Comes Honey Boo Boo. The show followed the hyper six-year-old while she graced the airwaves of TLC and was a spinoff from an equally horrible show called Toddlers and Tiaras. Both shows were the brainchild of Mama June, Alana's mother. Now the poor kid is trying to reinvent herself and remain relevant as former reality stars so often do, and she's using a new biopic to do it. If you're interested and can't get enough southern drawl and manufactured charm, check out I Was Honey Boo Boo on Lifetime. Dreamy heartthrob Bobby Sherman has passed away. Sherman was a teen idol in the 1960s. Sherman sang hits like Little Women, Hey Mr. Sun, and Easy Come, Easy Go. Bobby Sherman was 81 years old and 5 feet 9 inches tall. Is it just me, or does it seem like people should know the height of celebrities who pass away? Let's start something new here. Jane Austen's Sense and Sensibility is getting a makeover. Daisy Edgar Jones has just signed on to be the film's lead, Eleanor Dashwood. The role of sister Marion Dashwood has not been announced yet. The story follows the sisters after they are forced to leave their family home in Sussex due to financial issues. Daisy Edgar Jones herself announced the news on social media. Her previous credits include Where the Crawdads Sing and last summer's Twisters, where she played the female lead opposite Glenn Powell. Most of us have a love-hate relationship with Facebook and only know the story of its beginnings from the film The Social Network. There will be a sequel on the way from Aaron Sorkin. Variety reports that Sorkin has written a screenplay as a follow-up to the 2010 film based on a series of Wall Street Journal articles called The Facebook Files. No casting has taken place yet, but Sorkin is an Oscar-winning writer, so buckle up, folks. It's always fun to watch the box office prognosticators estimate what film will earn how much in theaters. The new Brad Pitt film, F1 The Movie, a film set in the world of Formula One, is being called Top Gun on Wheels by people such as me, Pete Schwabba. It opens this weekend, and box office so-called experts are estimating the film will bring in $40 to $50 million. F1 The Movie is Apple Original Films' 6th theatrical wide release. Speaking of Pitt, the actor recently told a story about how he was almost fired when he was an extra. Pitt appeared on Dax Shepard's Armchair Expert podcast and talked about his life as an extra after moving to Hollywood. Pitt told Shepard while working on the Charlie Sheen movie at No Man's Land, he ad-libbed a line while playing a waiter. The assistant director told him, if you do that again, you're fired. Can you imagine? His mutual man crush with George Clooney was almost unrequited. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Cloudy with scattered showers today, our high in the mid-60s this afternoon. Tonight, scattered showers with a low in the mid-50s tomorrow. Clouds in the morning, some sunshine in the afternoon, 73 on Saturday, partly cloudy. Late day storms, high of 85. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 56.
That's your WCQM and WPFP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at 98qcountry.com or trailmix.fm. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.